the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT 9. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
We make light of a lot of things, but I'm going to bring up something that I thought was wild as hell. And the thing, part of the reason I think it's wild as hell is I haven't heard a lot about it. Like, it seems like it would be a way bigger story than it is.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard a lot about it otherwise, about the U.S. Armed Forces guy who set himself on fire in front of the Israeli consulate screaming, like, free Palestine. He ended up dying or whatever, you know, like... But he set himself on fire, but like it doesn't seem to be getting much coverage by the news or like anything like that. And it, you know, it's reminiscent of like, remember the monk from the famous picture of the monk back in the day on fire. Like, I don't even remember when that was or for what war it was for, like whatever. Very similar thing. He obviously is against the war. I'm not going to get into, it's not about the war. I'm not getting into that.
We're not. Okay.
I don't want to dig into like,
I was going to ask you where you stood.
I'm not going to get into like the political part of it. I want to talk about setting yourself on fire.
All right. Well, let's start out with giving Airman Aaron Bushnell, you know, the reference that he deserves, you know.
Okay. I mean, some people think he doesn't deserve any reference.
Apparently,
right?
he believed in what he believed in, and he took the measures that he took in order to convey that message. And I cannot tell a person how to react. I cannot tell a person how to act. I don't necessarily have to agree with how a person acts or how a person reacts, but I respect him as a man. And he has more resolve and more conviction than I ever will.
I will tell you one thing. There is nothing on this earth that I care about enough to set myself on fire for.
Imagine if you found that thing.
Well, yeah, right? Like, that's the thing. It's like the thought of setting myself on fire for anything, I'm like, never.
It's like there's a couple of ways to look at it, and I feel like generally a person is going to look at it like, I would never do that. I would never do that. I have to think it's like it's almost it's scary. Obviously, it's scary to think that there is something out there that a person can believe in so much that they would go to that length. And I think that the fact that the majority of us that have not found that in our lives, we just can't even wrap our head around it.
Cannot fathom doing that.
Yeah.
No.
So when I saw it happen, I was like, oh, brother really cares about this ish.
Right. And, absolutely. Obviously.
And it's like, how do I say this? I was almost envious of the fact that he had found something that he cared about that much.
So passionate about.
Because, like, it's like what? Like a father and their children. Like a father and their daughter. I feel like...
Right, a father would run into a burning building and catch himself on fire to save his kids. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But... I don't know if a father is going to set himself on fire. And
not on purpose, but like, no. He would burn in a fire to get his kids out.
Yeah.
But like, I just, I can't fathom it. Like, and people probably are saying a lot of things if he was crazy, like whatever, but I don't think it has to do with mental state.
I believe that mental health definitely played a part in it, but that doesn't really change, it doesn't really change the fact of that he found something that he was that passionate about. I'll admit that having a weakened mental state, you know, or whatever the case may be in this instance, it could definitely make it so that you're more susceptible to finding something that you care that much about. But still, I feel like the emotion, the infatuation.
Well, it's like there's been a lot of really big moments in history, like civil rights, abortion, very hot topic items.
Yeah.
And you never see those activists set themselves on fire for that.
No, I mean, this isn't like a new thing, though. We've seen this happen a couple times.
It's happened before, right? Yeah, for sure.
And it's always it's generally like one of those things that is like an activist type of thing, too.
Well, I mean, he is now a symbol of the fight against the war.
Yeah.
Like, he is a martyr in a sense. That people are like, let's be like him. Not let's be like him, but let's respect him for what he did because he stood up for this thing, right? Like, but still, there's some major stuff going on. Like, they ended slavery. You know, nobody was setting themselves on fire being like, we shouldn't have slaves. Yeah. And I feel like that's a really big deal too, right? Like,
not that we know of, at least.
Well, I mean, yeah, right. I'm sure maybe.
That might have been before that act was popularized. Yeah, I feel like, okay, I don't really know the history of self-immolation because I've been reading books on it. Not really looking to pick that hobby up. But I imagine that it started with like it feels like a Tibetan monk type of thing.
In 1963, that was the monk that set himself on fire in protest of Vietnam. I don't know if it was the Vietnam War. Vietnamese leader Ngo Dinh Diem. Within a few years, dozens more have killed themselves the same way. Then that was in 1963.
And see, and that wasn't that long ago for one thing, and that's like after the Civil War.
That was after World War II.
That's pretty far after the Civil War. So yeah, that's interesting that it started in 1963.
I mean, I'm sure someone did it before then, but that was like, that's the infamous picture of like the monk in the street on fire. You know, like, it's
wow, man. And you know what, Jonas? I don't know if it's just the fact that I'm pussy or if it's the fact that I care about living too much.
That's a really awful way to go. Like, being burnt alive.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It makes you want to take a serious look at some of the goings on. Because I'll admit that I've kind of just shut off to all of it. It's like war overload. It's like we're at war in the country. We're at war in politically. We're at war, a proxy war in Ukraine, and now we're at another war that we don't necessarily like half of the population doesn't even agree with.
Yeah, yeah.
Over in Israel, where we're funding two wars plus the two wars here that we're having.
It's insane.
It's overload, man. It's overload. We just got a COVID too. Like,
well, now they got now you got like the quote unquote terrorists like shooting at ships in the Red Sea. Like, so it's like they're messing with like supply lines, and there's so much insane stuff going on.
It's a lot of death, a lot of tragedy, a lot of just unfortunate, a lot of people killing people, and people are wondering why an uptick. Never mind. I was gonna get into some more conspiracies. I'm not gonna do that. We're not gonna derail the conversation.
Yeah, no. It's fine. But
I'm just saying is that everything happens for a reason. Everything is happening for a reason, and we see what we see because they want us to see it.
No, absolutely. But you also notice that like there hasn't been a lot of news about that. Like, you would think about the guy setting himself on fire. Think that would have been a bigger news story? Like, considering he was, like, active service military. Like, it wasn't just, like, some Joe Schmo from wherever did whatever. He's, like, a member of our military speaking up and doing the thing, right? Like, I don't know, man.
Apparently, the family actually released the censored version of the video. I don't know.
He live streamed it.
Yeah, he live streamed. I don't know if you've seen any of the footage.
I saw some pictures, but I didn't see the actual footage.
All right. I will admit that I saw like the censored version of it. I kind of didn't know what I was looking at the time.
Okay.
Until it was like, oh. And then, you know, I didn't watch the whole thing. I like skipped ahead, and then I was like, oh.
And then
I started learning about what was happening, but the family released the censor version because apparently, you know, he believed in it. I feel like if he believed that strongly about it, then let him get his message out there in some way. It was very interesting to see the security guard actually with the gun pointed on the guy as he's on fire.
Oh, I didn't realize they like away.
Yeah, like two security guards come out, and it's very funny how one of them has his gun drawn on the guy. I'm like,
what is he doing? Yeah, what's that guy going to do to you?
Yeah, it was at that point where he was not going to say much.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's interesting to be that passionate about something that you'd be willing to set yourself on fire.
Imagine if you found that thing. Man. Something you felt so strongly about, something that you love so much an injustice so strong that you were willing to do that?
That I can't even conceptualize that. Like, I can't even do it. Like, and there's that, I don't know if there was that movie where, like, the guy's kids were playing with bubbles and he was like, I wish I was as happy about anything as my kids are about these bubbles right now. Like, it's just like the amount of pure joy or disdain or something that people get to that level of, like.
All I gotta say is, if this man can give this much of a shit, I don't see why we can't give half.
Amen. So, all right, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe. Go to thecrazytown.com for Jonas.
TNC.
We out.